This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news head by Sail Sharma. The Indian Space Research Organization has successfully carried out today morning the landing of its reusable launch vehicle Pushpak at the aeronautical test range in Chitradurga in Karnataka. A message on microblogging site X states, "The landing signifies the precise landing of the winged launch vehicle RLV in autonomous mode." The ISRO in its social media post further stated that the mission successfully simulated the approach and the high-speed landing conditions of an RLV returning from space. With the RLV LEX-02, ISRO has revalidated its indigenously developed technologies in areas such as navigation, control systems, landing gear, and deceleration systems, which are essential for performing a high-speed autonomous landing as a space-returning vehicle. Governor K.T. Parnaik presented the Governor's citation to 6th Battalion of the Assam Rifles today in the Vivekananda Hall at Rajbhavan, Itanagar, citing the battalion for their alert operational duty and good work in extending valuable help and assistance to the civil administration and the local population. The Governor commended Colonel Aman Aluwalia and all ranks of the 6th Battalion of Assam Rifles for effectively performing their operational role, strengthening synergy with the district administration and creating an excellent bonhomie with the local population in their area of deployment. As part of the International Day of Forest, Bambusa Library, Teju, and AMIA NGO, Rowing conducted a nature trial for the students of Teju yesterday. The event was under the WIPCO Artian Community Engagement Program to sensitize the community about the importance of conservation of art resources. WIPRO RTN program is dedicated to promoting environmental awareness and sustainable practices among the youth and the community members, ensuring a harmonious coexistence between man and nature. The Faculty of Agricultural Science, Rajiv Gandhi University, in collaboration with the National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development, Itanagar, and Society for Conservation of Natural Resources, West Bengal, has successfully organized a two-day international conference on the theme Climate Change and Biodiversity from March 28th to 21st, 2024 at the Rajiv Gandhi University. The mission of the conference was to create a common interface for collaboration and showcase the best R&D activities from different educational and research institutions and industries across the states of India and world, to create an environment conducive for the development of local indigenous technologies and innovations, creating the scope and laying the foundation for the promotion of transitional research and entrepreneurship, and to achieve the deliverables of the sustainable development goals through R&D interventions to tackle the issues of climate change. As part of Poshan Pakhwada 2024, DGICD at East Siang, WCD department today organized a district-level nutrition fair competition participated by Pasighat, Nebo and Rupsing ICDS projects. A variety of recipes were presented during locally available nutritious food items to create mass awareness on the importance of balanced nutrition to combat malnutrition of children, pregnant and lactating mothers, and also sensitize the masses on wholesome balanced nutrition in today's world, where many health ailments are caused by wrong dietary habits and dependence on processed food. DDICDS and Nodal Officer Poshan Abhiyan, Mashigao, on the occasion informed that the week-long Poshan Pakhwada and the nutrition fair is organized with the aim to promote Poshan Bhi Parai Bhi, promote traditional and local dietary practices, healthy pregnant mother and infants and young children, feeding practice in every household and family. It also stressed the importance of Nutria Gardens, Poshan Vatikas, for providing fresh and organic nutrition fruits and vegetables year-round, aiding that the model Poshan Garden is being set up in Napi. World Water Day is being celebrated today. The day is observed every year on 22nd of March to honor the importance of fresh water. World Water Day brings people, organizations and governments together to confront urgent water challenges and strive toward guaranteeing that everyone has access to clean water and sanitation through awareness-raising events, education programs and community-driven campaigns. The theme for this year is Water for Prosperity and Peace. It emphasizes the critical role water plays in fostering cooperation and stability around the world. PHENWS Division Teju observed World Water Day by organizing a tour to water treatment plants from Sarmadan at catchment area at Duraliang and Dambi village. VWSC members, beneficiaries and ISS took part in the celebration. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.